We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
What do the Israelis mean by ceasefire? There is no break from occupation, checkpoints, closures, invasions continue. Israeli occupation forces have closed off Jenin. No one can get in or out. They are arresting people every day. In Nablus, Israeli occupation forces drive through the streets, shoot throughout the night, and arrest people. News this week is that the Israeli government claims that it will release some of the 8,000 Palestinian political prisoners. It does not include anyone from Fatah, PFLP, Hamas, or Islamic Jihad, nor anyone the Israelis suspect might be thinking of doing something against them. This is imprisonment for thought crimes. One of the heads of Islamic Jihad says its patience is limited with this ceasefire, which is no ceasefire at all, no cease of imprisonment, curfews, or occupations. Hamas is also refusing to extend the ceasefire for another 3 months, citing Israeli imprisonment of Palestinians. Palestinian Prime Minister Abbas Abu Mazen resigned from the Fatah Central Committee this week and threatened to resign as Prime Minister. He has, of course, been seen as capitulating far too much to Israel's whims. The U.S. has just given the Palestinian Authority $12 million, seemingly to aid Israel in arresting Palestinians, which it complied with on Tuesday in Jenin. $12 million is the same amount of money that the U.S. has been giving Israel per day for the past several years. Today we're speaking with Ali in the hills near Jenin City. What's your take on the news this week?
Actually, to tell you the truth, the situation in my lovely Palestine is going worse and worse till the point we have reached it now. We feel like suffocating, so we can't stand anymore. All this injustice with the ill treatment from the Israeli to our people. The Israeli government has said they want to release about 600 prisoners, but the fact is all of the prisoners, either their time is over in jail or they almost finished the punishment. For example, some of them need 4 or 5 days to be released without interfering from the government. So all what they say is a bullshit about this process. I think, as most of our people think, that he is a treating man who has an interest with Israeli, so he could drop everything to have United States and Israeli to be satisfied. Plus, the best thing, what has happened in Nablus when the Israeli sniper shot dead a Palestinian Pacific youth with no reason. In addition, the Palestinian Authority now, under the lead of the Internal Minister al-Dahlan, working to overcome Hamas and uproot al-Jihad with Al-Aqsa Brigade. They think that will escalate the violence cycle again. But we are, I want to speak about, we are a Palestinian. We are still a human being. We are a Palestinian, want to live in peace side by side with all our neighbors. But we want our rights as a human being. We want to move around freely without the degrading treatment at the checkpoints which we daily suffer. And all our work depends on the mood of the Israeli soldiers who are standing on these checkpoints. For example, if he was in fight with his girlfriend, that means hundreds of from the Palestinian must pay back for her fault with him. So who in this world can imagine our suffering? Who would stand and resist all this injustice? We want our freedom to live in a human way in our civic society. So I think there is no real ceasefire as the Israeli government proclaimed.
Do you have anything else that you want to add?
The thing I want to add, just that we want a real peace on earth. We don't have anything. All the Israeli proclaims are just bullshit. They are always proclaiming that they just pull out from this city and from that city. The point is, pull out. into the city. So for example, I'm now just on the hill beside Jenin. I can't get in Jenin. Even my friends, they can't get to Bethlehem because they are still occupied all the West Bank. They don't want to give up anything. They don't want to quit their ideas that they want Palestine from the river to the sea. So the thing that we are still suffering, we don't have any human, we don't have any human medical relief. We don't have anything. So they still occupied us, shooting us from time to time. They still put their curfew from time to time. But we are challenging all this because we are Palestinian. We want to establish our state.
Thanks for speaking with us, Ali. About trying to get to Jenin from Bethlehem this week during this ceasefire, as Israeli occupation force tanks rumble through the West Bank. A young woman wrote this. The purpose seemed to be to humiliate them. The soldier just looked at one in the car, the one closest to the door he flung open. He demanded the ID of just one and took him out of the car. The soldier didn't even look at the rest of us, just expected us to drive on, and we did drive past the cement blocks and out of sight. We got out of the car one at a time and watched. There were six Palestinian men standing under the sun, hands behind their backs. Two Israeli soldiers stood, guns pointed at the men. We all stood, we all waited. The men were forced to sit on the ground. Another hour passed. They let Bassem go. He walked to us and we drove on. An Israeli jeep parked itself in the middle of the road, near barbed wire barriers, at the exact spot where we climbed the mountain from 2 weeks before. Climbing the mountain was the only way to make it around the checkpoint, the only way to get out of Bethlehem through the West Bank. Now, as the media reports that the Israelis have pulled out of Bethlehem, we're more hemmed in than ever. In the car, Bassem was so happy to see the water, a trickle of a stream near some trees. There's not much water anymore, so this to him was amazing. We haven't had water in my house for 2 weeks. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.